Reading from Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, God speaking, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Now, if you just started your Bible study, or maybe simply on a whim opened a Bible and read that verse, you might believe that you've received a pardon from God, with no effort required on your part. In fact, some take that verse and use it as an excuse to become a repeat offender in the sin they've been committing. That's certainly how many Catholics see the role of going to confession as being rinse and repeat time. It's like the story of the teen boy with his friend walking past the Catholic church, says to his friend, "Wait a minute, I have to go into confession." He sits in the confessional and says, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I had sex with one of the girls at Catholic school." Priest asks, "Was it Rebecca?" "No." "Sylvia?" "No." "Jennifer?" "No." "Well, put half of your allowance in the collection basket this Sunday and say 15 Hail Marys." Boy comes out. His friend asks, "So how'd you do?" "Said, not bad. 15 Hail Marys and 3 good leads." That's not what the verse I started with is telling us. The Bible verse isn't like that piece of paper you get in a fortune cookie. This one verse is not the beginning, middle, and end of what God is calling us to do so that we can receive His blessings and His grace. The idea in action most important is to repent. That means to stop the wrong that you've been doing. Knock it off if you don't want your name erased from the book of life. Repentance is the reason why Jesus came to us. Jesus says this in Luke chapter 5, verse 32, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Denying the need to repent, well, you're denying Jesus. Titus chapter 1, verse 16 tells where that lands a person in the eyes of God. "They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work." For a full understanding of each verse of the Bible, I mean each one that we read, you need to do more than just know God's Word. You need to commit yourself to God's Word. How? Well, one way, by living His Word. Jesus gives very simple yet effective instruction for this. It's found in Mark chapter 4, verse 14. "The sower sows the Word." Now, if you want to get into a bit more detail, Paul adds to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. "But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Okay, you need a deeper awakening about living God's word? Well, that's found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." This brings us to another very important reality. Thanks to our tech age, there are endless ways to hear the word from teachers of all kinds in the privacy of your own home by yourself. Now, if left to yourself, how can you always be sure that you're learning and growing in understanding correctly? This is because something vital is missing. What is that? The answer comes from Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." When we sin, we carry a weight with us. That comes through the anxiety, sadness, and stress that sin brings about. Why we grieve? Well, that's because we grieve the Holy Spirit who is within us. The path out of this is the Word. But with all that junk that we've dropped onto ourselves, that prevents us from the growth in our studies. The path to our healing and flourishing is a continuation of what Jesus teaches about two or more being gathered in His name. Let's conclude with James chapter 5, verse 16. "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much."